so you can start the meeting.
Everybody.
Can they hear me now?
Yeah, they can hear you now.
Turn my phone down. Can everybody hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, is everybody ready to start the meeting?
Yes.
Okay. With that being said, we'll bring this meeting to order Tuesday, December 15th at 5:45. Can I get a roll call, please, Danielle?
Sharon?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
I do not show Ken Range on. Richard?
Present.
Roy?
Here. At this time, I'd like to give the board the opportunity to declare any modifications, declaration of potential conflict of interest. I know I skipped one. I'll go back and get that. No one has any conflict of interest. Are there any modifications? Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Are there any modifications, addition, and or changes to the agenda as written?
No.
Thank you, Sharon.
No.
Joe, thank you. Richard?
No, I have none.
Okay. May I get an approval of the agenda as written for tonight's supplemental budget hearing?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Can I get a second?
I second it.
Can I get a roll call, Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Okay, the presentation of supplemental budget for fiscal year 2020-21. Gary, Kim, Travis, anybody would like to comment?
This is Gary. So
go ahead, Gary. Thank you.
I'll go over just briefly the budget. So this budget provides additional funding for those areas where shortcomings were found. There is no limit of numbers of supplemental budgets in a fiscal year. A supplemental budget hearing is required with any proposed changes in any fund expenditures more than 10%. So, and these adjustments that we're doing is for port management of port funds, and it's basically used for the annual financial reporting to the state. We don't have to submit this to any other agencies. So that's a brief overview of what we're doing here. So briefly, there's a supplemental budget summary that I gave you, everybody. I hopefully got a review of that, but on the general funds, I'm just going to skip down to the overall changes after the increases and decreases in the resources. We basically increased the resources by $18,785. So our new total is $3,838,722. And then the requirement changes, I'll go over those in a little more detail. The personal services increased to $758,339, and that's basically we're keeping our new cleaning staff in our restrooms throughout the fiscal year. So they're going to stay here after the COVID relief period ends. We're going to keep them another 6 months. So that's why that increased to that number. Repairs and maintenance went up basically due to COVID-19 purchases, cleaning stuff, materials. Also a change order to Zola's demolition, and then some other repairs and maintenance we feel that we're going to need the rest of the 6 months. The fuel dock decreased to $580,000, and that was based on actual numbers we used so far and anticipated fishing season and COVID-19 impacts. The professional fees increased to $97,463. That's from the closing fees of the RV park construction loan. The capital outlay was some big changes there. We're going to add the security camera system for $49,000. And then removing $715,000 from the RV park restroom and laundry building and move to a port construction fund. And then adding $6,000 for the boat launch machine shelter and $11,000 for a new fuel pump dispenser. So the total requirements decreased $700,522 to $2,383,048. I guess another big point that I want to point out is the capital projects fund. So the FEMA projects won't be starting this budget cycle. So we removed an estimated $3,359,825 from the budget. We're keeping $120,000 for engineering and permitting. And then removed $100,000 for the security grant that didn't happen. And then we increased the dock repair improvements $25,000 for engineering and construction expenses. So the total capital project requirements decreased $3,359,825 to $767,500. And we're not touching the reserve fund. So the reserve fund stays as it is. So those are the changes in a nutshell. You guys have any questions or comments?
I have a question.
Okay. Go ahead, Richard, please.
So Gary, do we have a figure captured somewhere? That may not be directly to this budget item, but just out of curiosity, do we have somewhere captured the amount of deferred rent that we are owed for due to the COVID issue?
Deferred, yeah. Well, not right on the top of my head. At one point with the tenants and also some of the mortgage holders that kind of fell in the line of not paying, not having to pay, it was around $55,000 between the two. For our member, it was like $25,000 was for tenants and the rest of it was mortgage holders, from my member. And some people have paid. Some of the tenants have paid. We only have a few tenants that owe us money. It's mostly mortgage holders that are own the majority of it.
So when you do a budget like this, how do you reflect that in the budget? Is it set aside somewhere as being owed?
No. In a budget, they are expected to pay us by March. And that still falls into the budget cycle, so I'm anticipating they paying us by the end of their time period. They have a grace period until March of 2021.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yep.
Anybody else have any questions or comments for Gary? Sharon?
No, I have none at this time. Thank you.
Joe?
I'm good.
Gary, I'm good too. Exceptionally well presented. Richard did have a very good question there. That was very interesting. Okay. If there are no further questions for Gary, we'll go into public comments. Do we have any public comments online that would like to ask questions or have a comment or input to the supplement budget?
I do not have any public members, and I have not received any emails for public comments.
Okay, so we have no public comments before us tonight. So with that, we'll move on to line five.
Don't we? Got to approve that meeting, don't we?
Okay, so with that, on the supplemental budget hearing meeting agenda item, we'll go to line five. And could I get a motion to approve the supplemental budget for 2020-21?
I make a motion to approve the proposed supplemented budget for the Port of Brookins Harbor 2020 and 2021 fiscal year.
So we have a motion made by Joe Spears. Could I get a second on Joe Spears' motion?
Second.
Thank you, Sharon. Could we get a roll call, Danielle, please?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. So we have a unanimous vote on the motion carries. With that, we'll move to line six. Is there any further discussion from the board or any public sector?
I'm good.
Sharon?
I'm good, thank you.
Richard?
No, I'm good, thanks.
You're very welcome. With that, we will adjourn this meeting at 5:55, December 15th, 2020. Thanks everybody for attending and participating. Have a great evening.
Sorry, Rose.